A turtle shell is iconic, but we're not sure how it evolved. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Gabriel Bever, assistant professor of anatomy at the New York Institute of Technology, explains how new fossils are bringing more understanding to how turtles got their turtle power.
The shelled body plan of turtles is not only one of the most iconic evolutionary innovations known to science, but also one of the least understood. The cryptic nature of turtle origins, in part, reflects the absence of what Darwin called intermediate links. Such fossils have proven decisive in connecting other modern groups to their evolutionary past. For example, the dinosaurian origin of birds is clearly evidenced by the mixture of dinosaur and bird features expressed in such famous fossils as Archaeopteryx. Turtles never had their Archaeopteryx. Instead, the oldest known fossil turtles already possess the features that make modern turtles so distinctive, including a shell and jaws without teeth. This is no longer the case. My colleagues and I recently published evidence that a 260-million-year-old fossil reptile from South Africa, known as Eunotosaurus africanus, is the link to turtles that biologists have been seeking for more than a century. Eunotosaurus lacks a shell in the modern sense, but its wide ribs and circular trunk are harbingers of the turtle shell that would take another 45 million years to fully evolve. A detailed study using high-resolution CAT scans reveals that the skull of Eunotosaurus not only bears evidence of a close relationship with turtles, but also convincing clues of how turtles are related to other reptiles. Modern lizards and crocodiles possess a pair of openings behind the eyes that allow the jaw muscles to expand during chewing. Modern turtles don't have this configuration, but Eunotosaurus, we have learned from our digital dissections, does. So what does this mean? Well, it means that turtles are a product of the same evolutionary radiation that produced lizards, crocodiles, and even T-Rex, and that in forging this link, Eunotosaurus helped science take an important step towards a better understanding of the tree of life.
That was Gabriel Bever of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.